May peace be with all of you. This morning, my topic I'd like to share with you is having a double portion of spirit. From a biblical perspective, this world is under the hands of the evil one.
所以我们生活在这个世界当中，有很多的诱惑，有很多的冲击。
Therefore, living in this world, we face temptations and struggles all the time.
所以我们生活当中常常觉得无力感很重。
Therefore, we often feel weak and helpless.
常常我们没有办法改善家庭的关系或者是人际的关系。
Oftentimes, we cannot have a good family relationship or interpersonal relationship.
常常我们没有力量来改善。
Oftentimes we are powerless to overcome our laziness or our bad habits. And oftentimes we can do nothing about the difficult circumstances around us. In order to overcome all these, we need strength within.
在圣经上有一位先知叫以利沙。
There was a prophet in the Bible called Elisha. He prayed that his teacher Elijah's spirit would, that he would inherit a double portion of the spirit that inspired Elijah. So that Elisha may be able to overcome the difficulties of his time. How did Elisha receive the double portion of spirit? Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 2.
列王记下第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
列王记下第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
旧约458页。 第一节。
Verse 1.
神要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚和以利沙从基甲前往第二节。2。以利亚对以利沙说：“主差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”以利沙说：“我指着永生的主，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是两个人下到伯特利。我们看第四节。
Verse 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
以利亚对以利沙说：“主差遣我往耶利哥去，你可以在这里等候。”以利沙说：“我指着永生的主，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是两人到了耶利哥。这段故事在记载以利沙得到双倍灵力的一个过程。
This story records the process through which Elisha received a double portion of spirit.
他得到灵力的第一个先决条件就是他紧紧地跟随他的老师以利亚。The
first reason for his inheritance of a double portion of the spirit was that he followed his teacher closely.
他不离开以利亚了。He
never left his teacher.
我们今天细想我们生活的形态，我们到底不离开什么呢？
When we think about our lives, what can we not live without?
其实我们仔细想一想，我们生活都有一个pattern。
When we examine our lives, there is often a pattern.
每天我们大概都是不离开电脑了，如果你是在生活在这个社会的话。
Living in this time and age, we cannot leave our computers.
有的人没有办法离开cellular phone。
Some people cannot leave their cellular phones.
有的人没有办法离开电视的连续剧。
Some cannot leave the soap operas on TV.
这有些东西是中性的。Some
of the things we cannot leave behind are neutral.
但是有些东西我们没有办法离开是跟恶有关系的。But
there are some other things that are evil that we cannot leave behind.
有的人没有办法离开酒瓶。Some
people cannot leave behind wine bottles.
有的人没有办法离开嗑药。Some
people cannot leave behind drugs.
有的人没有办法离开电脑荧幕上那些不好的图片。Some
people cannot leave behind the filthy images on the computer.
如果没有办法离开这些的话，圣经上跟我们讲啊，从情欲撒种的，他会收取败坏。
For those who cannot leave behind these things, according to the Bible, those who sow according to the flesh will reap destruction.
他心里的力量会越来越软弱。
For such people, their inner strength will become weaker and weaker.
以利沙可以得到力量是因为他跟随神人。
Elijah received strength because he followed the man of God.
我们跟随主, 不离开教会, 我们就可以得到力量。
Likewise, if we follow the Lord and do not leave the church, we will also have strength.
这么先上讲亚拿一个很老的人家84岁守寡很久。
The Bible records of an old believer whose name was Anna, and she had been a widow for many years.
她圣经上讲说她终身不离开圣殿。
And the Bible tells us that she never left the temple all her life.
昼夜祷告服侍神。
But day and night, she served and worshipped God.
所以到80几岁的年纪, 她心里的力量还是一样非常的刚强啊。
Even though she was over 80 years old, she was still very strong.
所以我们今天说要有力量, 力量从哪里来呢?
So where can we find strength today?
真的我们不要停止聚会, 停止祷告。
We should not stop attending church or stop prayer.
我们绝对不可以离开神啊。
We should never leave God.
最近有位弟兄他心里非常的乱。
Recently, a brother has been going through some struggles, inner struggles.
因为他的家庭婚姻出了一点点问题。
And this is because he has been experiencing some tough times in his marriage.
我觉得他常常像无头苍蝇一样，我跟他讲说你这是 event driven， 什么事情遇到什么刺激了，他就反弹那个刺激这样子。
And I tell him that he is an event-driven person because he will always only react to circumstances.
这时候他的力量从哪里来呢?
How did he find his strength?
常常鼓励他要聚会。
We encourage him to always attend service.
听神的道理。
And listen to the word of God.
有一次他去参加一个家庭聚会。
Once he participated in a family service.
那天晚上传道也没讲什么道理。
At that service, the preacher did not speak much.
一个姐妹做见证。
But a sister testified.
她说我们生活当中哦, 你不要常常觉得很 intense 这样子, 很紧张, 很 event driven 这样子。
And testified saying that you should not be too tense in your life and be event driven.
她说如果你很紧张哦, 就好像你常常把你的双拳握得很紧一样。
Because if you're always tense, it's like holding your fists all the time.
那你把你双拳握得这么紧, 主耶稣福气掉下来, 你根本就拿不到。
If you do that, when God's blessings come, you cannot take hold of these blessings.
感谢主, 圣灵界的那位姐妹来, 来给我们很多的勉励啊。
Thank God, we were all encouraged by her testimony.
这个弟兄从此就立志说, 以后天天要好好的靠着圣灵的力量来胜过他的困难啊。
So since that time, this brother determined to overcome all his difficulties through the power of the Holy Spirit.
不可以离开聚会, 不可以离开神。
So we should never leave church or God.
我们再看列王记下2章第6节。
Let's read 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 6.
以利亚对以利沙说, 主差遣我, 2章6节。
Chapter 2, verse 6.
主差遣我往约旦河去, 你可以在这里等候。 以利沙说, 我指着永生的主又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是两人一同前往。你会觉得哦，以利沙虽然好像一直在走路，但是他没有放弃这个跟随。Elijah
was traveling on his journey, but he never gave up following Elijah.
这是需要毅力跟体力的。This
requires stamina and strength.
因为他们走了很多的地方，走了很远的路啊。
They have traveled a long distance.
这个可能这个过程可能也很平淡无奇, 没什么 excitement, 没有什么令人刺激的地方。
And through the process, there probably wasn't anything exciting.
除了走到约旦河之外呢, 哇, 突然看到老师, 把他的外套拿起来, 把水一打, 哇, 水昏开了。
Perhaps the climax was when they reached Jordan and Elijah saw Elijah open part of the waters.
今天我们跟随主耶稣基督，有时候你也会觉得生活好像也是很平淡无常。
Likewise, today we may feel that it is quite plain and boring to follow Christ.
小弟来北加州两三年了。
I have been in Northern California for over 2 years.
我觉得我的车子从8万迈一直开到14万迈。
The mileage of my car was originally 80,000 and is now
140,000.
In my ministry here, I don't see people receiving the Holy Spirit or I don't see miracles every day. But you realize that after you travel a certain distance, God's work begins to happen.
当你看到那个伟大的神迹的时候，或是看当你看到人生命改变的时候，你这种喜乐是前面那些平淡的跟随所没有办法那种喜乐实在是太好了，你就不会觉得那些平淡的跟随有什么不好。
When you see God's wondrous power as well as people's life changed, you will forget about the boredom you had in the past.
所以我们今天不要以为说，哎呀，这条路怎么好像都是在走路，像伊丽莎怎么走这里到又到那里，好像很平淡，就不想继续跟随下去了。
So today we should not think that our spiritual journey is plain and without any excitement and stop and give up halfway.
犹大他跟随主耶稣跟随到一半就放弃了。
Judas forsook the Lord Jesus halfway.
但是他的下场非常的不好。
He had a very wretched end.
今天有人看到说，哎，奇怪哦，你看那个人已经离开主耶稣了，怎么他世上的成就还这么好呢？
Some people may ask, look at that person. He has forsaken God, but he is so well accomplished in this world.
心中好像非常羡慕的样子啊。
And we tend to admire such people.
但是我又听到一位老姐妹她这样讲啊。
A sister, an old sister once said this.
她说她的家人几乎通通是医生啊。
In her family, most of them are doctors.
只有一个不是。
Except one of them.
但是如今还继续跟随神的，只有那个不是当医师的人啊。
And that is the person who still follows Christ today.
所以她心中就非常的感慨。
So she has this feeling.
如果我们人可以赚得全世界，却把主耶稣抛弃了，没有继续跟随了，那又有什么益处呢？
If we earn the whole world but forsake the Lord Jesus Christ, then what benefit do we get?
有一段时间，很多人离开主耶稣基督啊。
For a period of time, many people forsook the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣问彼得说：“你也要离开我吗？”
So Jesus turned and asked his disciples, "Are you going to leave me also?"
彼得说：“你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？”
Peter replied, "You have the word of life. Who else should we turn to?"
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们看到既然千万人倒在我们旁边的时候。
So even when all else, everyone else falls,
我们知道主，我们知道我们不可以倒啊。
We must tell ourselves that we can never fall.
因为跟随到底必然会得救啊。
Because if we follow the Lord to the end, we will be saved.
所以我们要继续跟随下去。
So we must keep on following.
跟随下去，我们祈求的是什么呢？
And as we keep on following, what should we ask?
我们来看第二章的第八节、第九节。
Let's read Second Kings chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
以利亚将第八节第九节以利亚将自己的外衣捡起来用以打水水就左右分开两人走干地而过第九节
Nine.
过去之后以利亚对伊丽莎说我未曾被接去离开你你要我为你做什么只管求我伊丽莎说愿感动你的灵加倍感动我伊丽莎到底求什么
What did Elisha pray for?
伊丽莎求加倍感动的灵力啊
He asked to inherit a double portion of Elijah's spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天跟随主耶稣，我们求什么？
Brothers and sisters, as followers of Christ, what do you pray for?
路加福音十二章跟我们讲哦，我们真的不用祈求吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Luke chapter 12 teaches us not to worry or ask for things regarding food or drink.Or eat clothing.
这些天父都会加添给我们呐。
Because our heavenly Father will give these things to us.
我们只要求神的国跟神的义就好了。
We just need to ask for God's kingdom and His righteousness.
如果我们做信徒的一味的要追求这些世上的物质
，If as believers we still pursue the material wealth,
会有什么样的结果呢
？What will be the consequence?
我们来看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 106.
十五节
，verse 15。
诗篇一百零六篇十五节
，Psalm 106 verse 15。
他将他们所求的，一百零六篇十五节
，106 15。
他将他们所求的赐给他们，却使他们的心灵软弱。我们也许会得到世上很多的荣华跟富贵。
Perhaps we will get the splendor of this world.
但是如果这些荣华富贵不是出于神，我们的心灵就软弱了。
But if this is not from God, our spirit will suffer from a wasting disease.
前几天，前段日子得到一则社会新闻呢。
a while ago, I read an article.
一个太太呢，她很高兴，她中了 lottery， 她 lottery 了。
A lady, a woman was very excited after winning the lottery.
你知道她中洛特的第一件事情是什么？做什么呢？
What was the first thing she did after she won?
没有让先生知道，赶快跟先生离婚。没有让先生知道她中洛特，赶快第一件事情跟先生离婚了。
The first thing was to divorce her husband even before her husband found out she won.
Before she found out. 那她就是怕先生跟她婚一半嘛，哦。
And because if she did not divorce him, the husband would share half of it.
所以物质的祝福如果不是出于神，哦，你说有时候越多不见得越幸福呢。
So if material rich does not come from God, the more we have, the more problems we may have.
这个全世界都是神所有的。
God owns everything in the world.
我们基本的需要，我们的吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，神一定会提供给我们的啦。
Our basic necessities such as food and clothing will be provided for.
所以我们要学习以利沙，懂得追求服事的那种心理的力量。
We should learn from Elisha and learn to ask for the spiritual strength to serve God.
那同样是跟随老师哈，那个约书亚的表现跟以利沙就不太一样。
Both Joshua and Elisha were followers, but they had different ways of showing their following.
耶稣亚跟随摩西在旷野行走四十年了。
Joshua followed Moses for 40 years in the wilderness.
如今要接续摩西工作了。
And he was about to succeed Moses.
圣经上跟他讲说，神跟他讲说，你要刚强壮胆。
The Lord told Joshua to be strong and courageous.
好像经过这几年来，他有点胆怯的样子啊。
It seems as if Joshua had become timid.
那以利沙刚刚出来跟随啊，跟随这个神啊，跟随以利亚。
Elisha, on the other hand, was a new follower.
哇，他心里非常的这种志气，非常的高大。
He had a very strong spirit and mindset.
哎，愿加倍你的灵啊，加倍感动我这样子。
So he said, "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit."
今天我们老信徒哦，你常发觉到说啊，这个跟随神哦，进天国哈，哎，我只要这个搭最后一班火车上去就好了。
Sometimes as old-time believers, we may think, as long as I can get into the doors of heaven, that will be fine.
但是你看那新信徒哦，哇，满心火热，一定要为主耶稣抛头颅洒热血，他才能够。
Whereas when we look at the new believers, they are often much more zealous for God.
就是我们老信徒要有新的志向。
Therefore, as old-time believers, we need to have a renewed direction.
要为主耶稣立大志啊。
We need to make great determinations for God.
感谢主，最近我们北加州有很多弟兄姐妹从其他的地方搬过来。
Thank God, many brothers and sisters have recently moved to Northern California.
我就发觉到哦，很多弟兄姐妹他们真的为主耶稣立大志。
And I can see that many of them have made great determinations for God.
有人把家里打开，开始举办家庭聚会了。
Some open up their homes to host family services.
那你看到这些打开家庭的人哦，马上有两个事情会发生在他们家身上。
And usually when people do that, two things will happen to them.
第一个就是魔鬼不甘愿啊，来攻击这个家庭。
The first is that the devil does not like that and tries to attack the family.
但是他们爱神，神就把福气荣耀彰显在这个家庭。
But because of these brothers and sisters' love for God, God blessed them.
所以可以胜过魔鬼的打击啊。
So they were able to overcome Satan's attack.
最近有个姐妹，她就这样说。
A sister told us this.
她说她打开这个家庭聚会之后呢，连续的都有几个家人出了事情。
After she started hosting a family service, things happened to different members of her household.
但是他们能够靠神胜过。
But they were able to overcome by God.
有一天，一个他们家的这个女儿呢，那个肚子痛。
Once her daughter was having a stomach ache.
痛了四个小时。
It lasted for 4 hours.
赶快送到急诊室去。
So she was sent to the emergency room.
医生就问他说：“你这个 scale 1 to 10 哈，你到底痛到哪个程度啊 ？0 to 10，你到底痛到哪个程度啊
？”The doctor asked the girl on the scale of 1 to 10, what kind of pain are you experiencing？
他说：“九啊，真的太痛了，他说九了，到九的程度啊。
”She said 9, which means very painful.
人家就问他说：“真的到九吗？你知道吗？十就是生孩子的痛了。
”People asked her, "Are you sure it's 9? Because 10 would be the labor pain."
是啊，绝对是九啊。
She said, "Yes, it's 9."
想不到医生要检查他的时候
When the doctor was about to have a closer examination,
她一直摇头说, 奇怪怎么会这样, 奇怪怎么会这样?
She kept shaking her head because she was very puzzled.
怎么都不痛了呢?
Where did the pain go?
怎么到急诊室来, 突然跟医生讲说, 求, 现在都不痛了, 那不是很embarrassed吗? 不是很非常的丢脸吗?
Just now I told the doctor the pain was 9 on the scale, and now I don't feel any pain anymore. Would I be embarrassed?
后来就再把那个 那个检查表拿过来, 把那个9改成0了。
So she took the chart and changed the 9 to 0.
因为知道说他们有这种魔鬼的打击, 但是他们靠神祷告, 主耶稣给他们体验到神额外的恩典啊。
Despite Satan's attack by prayer and trusting God, they were able to experience God's blessing.
所以我们今天如果我们在座当中, 真的有一个人就好了, 有6个人, 3个人, 好好的为主耶稣立, 大志向, 你会知道, 整个教会会因为他而得到很多的造就。
So even if a few individuals among us make great determinations for God, the whole church will be edified.
有一句话说, 我们要 be ambitious for the Lord. 我们要为主耶稣立大志。
We need to be ambitious for the Lord.
我们看第二章的第10节。
Let's read 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 10.
列王记下第2章第10节。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 10.
以利亚说, 你所求的难得。 这边要说, 以利亚说, 伊丽莎所求的是一个非常难得的一个东西啊。
Elijah said to Elisha, you have asked a difficult thing.
弟兄姐妹,我们今天可以求一个很不容易达到的理想啊。
Today we can pray for a very difficult to achieve ideal.
我常常跟年轻人讲说,你们要有梦想。
I always tell the young people to have dreams.
为什么约瑟在同样12个弟兄当中,他不随流失去可以做一个那么样好的人呢?
Why was Joseph not influenced by his brothers and become such a good person?
因为从小约瑟就有两个梦, 他有梦想, 他人生有一个高的目标。
It was because since his childhood, Joseph had been held on to these two dreams.
如果今天我们在座的弟兄姐妹们, 我们的朋友们, 我们生命当中没有一个好的梦想, 没有目标, 我们常常会随流失去, 我们不晓得我们会跑到哪个方向去啊。
Today, if we do not have ambitions or goals in our lives will drift away. So we need to have a high spiritual goal. Even the people of this world have dreams or goals to accomplish.
So Martin Luther King, 他说, I had a dream. 我有梦想的, 我有理想的。
That's why Martin Luther King Jr. said, I have a dream.
我们不要放弃这种权利啊。
So we should not give up that privilege.
我们要去梦一个不可能的梦啊。
We should dream the impossible.
我们要去打败一个不可能打败的敌人。
We should overcome the enemies that cannot be overcome.
我们要去承受一项不能承受的痛苦。
We must take on the sufferings that cannot be
borne. 我们要迈向勇者不能去的地方。
We must go to places where warriors cannot
go. 我们要纠正那个不能纠正的错误。
We must correct the problems that cannot be rectified.
我们要梦想去触及那个遥远的星星啊。
We should dream.
星光,
we should dream of reaching the stars.
追寻闪耀的星光，一直是我们的梦想。
We should always dream of pursuing after the shining stars.
不论它多么遥远，不论那个希望多么渺茫啊。
Regardless of how far these stars may be.
我刚读的是一首唐吉诃德所写的诗啊。
Just what I just read was a translation of a poem.
我们不变的祈求就是去追寻一个。 一个遥不可及的那种好像是摸不到达不到那种梦想啊。
The point is we should try to reach a dream or ambition even if it seems unreachable.
伊利亚说你所求的难得。
Elijah said what you have asked for is a difficult thing.
没有错很难得。
True enough it was difficult to
get. 但是如果主若愿意有主耶稣的帮忙我们可以达到我们在主里面所立的志向。
But if the Lord is willing we will be able to accomplish the goal.
所以小弟个人常常很 羡慕摩西的志向。
I always admire the goal and ambition of Moses.
摩西说, 主啊, 我要看你的荣耀。
Moses prayed to the Lord, let me behold your glory.
我们今天多少弟兄姐妹在祈祷当中敢讲这种话呢? 主啊, 我要看你的荣耀。
How many of us would dare to say, Lord, let me behold your glory?
这是好像追求一个摸不到的星星一样。
It is like reaching a distant star.
但是他祈求了。
But Moses prayed for that.
主耶稣也同意他了。
And the Lord agreed.
伊丽莎祈求加倍的灵力。
Elisha prayed for a double portion of the Spirit.
我们也可以祈求加倍的恩赐能力口才。
Likewise, we can also pray for a double portion of
the Spirit. 加倍的灵魂的拯救。
double portion of saving
strength. 加倍的心理的力量,
double portion of inner strength.
只要我们敢求合乎神旨意的，主耶稣就按照他的旨意来成全我们了。
As long as what we pray for is according to God's will, if we are bold enough, we will receive what we pray for.
我们来看参考诗篇21篇第二节。
Let's turn to Psalm 21, verse 2.
诗篇21篇第二节。
Psalm 21, verse 2.
你心里所愿的，你已经是给他；他嘴唇所求的，你未尝不应允。只要凡事合乎神旨意的，我们所愿所求的，主耶稣要应允我们呢。
The Lord will grant to us the desire of our heart.
所以，让我们提出信心来跟神大胆祈求。
So let us come to God with faith and pray to Him boldly.
伊丽莎最后是怎么样得到那个加倍？
Finally, what enabled Elijah to receive the double portion spirit?
除了这样的祈求之外, 伊利亚说你要有所看见。
Elijah told him that he must see.
我们来看列王记下第二章。
Let's come back to 2 Kings chapter 2.
第十节,
verse 10.
列王记下第二章第十节。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 10.
伊利亚说你所求的难得。 虽然如此，我被撅去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着；不然必得不着了。以利亚说：“你看见我被撅去的时候，你就可以得着了。” Elijah
said, "You will receive it when you see me taken away."
我们再看十一节
，verse 11。
他们正走着说话，忽然火车火马将两人隔开。
What did Elijah have to see before he inherited a double portion of Elijah's spirit? He must see how Elijah is taken up in a whirlwind to heaven.
换句话说, 他要看见死亡本身是多么奇妙的一件事情。
In other words, he must see the wonder of death.
他要透视死, 原来只是生的一部分而已。
He must realize that death is only a part of life.
死只是把我们这个肉体在刹那之间被转换成一个属灵的生命而已。
Death is but a transition from a physical existence to a spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们今天能够看见死的道理， 能够看见原来死只是生命一种形态的转现， 我们自然新的力量就油然而生了。
Brothers and sisters, if you can understand death as only a transition, then you will have a new life. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of exams. We're afraid that we have a broken family. We're afraid of pressure at work.
但是你会知道这些怕，只要我们一口气在，我们都有机会有时间靠着神的力量可以解决。
But despite these fears, we can always overcome them by the power of God.
人类最大的敌人，最后的敌人就是死啊。
But the greatest enemy that faces the human race is death.
如果一个人连死都不怕，其他又有什么好怕的呢？
If a person is not afraid of death, there is nothing else that he should be afraid of.
所以当我们能够看见死是什么的时候，我们就能够得到那个加倍的力量。
So if we can understand death for what it is, we will have the double portion of strength.
我们要知道，今天信耶稣的目的就是 让我们将来这个不死去的灵魂永远躺在主耶稣的怀里，享受永远的平安跟福气啊。We
must realize that the purpose of believing in Christ is so that we can rest in Christ's bosom eternally.
我们看见了吗？
Have we seen?
我们看见死亡是生命的一部分吗？
Have we realized that death is but a stage in life?
我们再看列王记下第二章16节17节。
Let's read chapter 2 verses 16 and 17.
对他说：“仆人们，这里有五十个，16节，2章16节。”16节。对他说：“仆人们，这里有五十个壮士，求你容他们去寻找你师父，或者主的灵将他提起来，驮在某山某谷。”伊丽莎说：“你们不必打发人去了。”17节。他们再三催促他，他难以推辞，就说：“你们打发人去吧。”他们便打发五十个，寻找了三天，什么也没有找到。当一个人没有看到死亡是这么奇妙的时候呢？
If a person does not see the marvel or wonder of death, he would think that death is being buried underneath.
所以他们就说，也许就是一阵风把他吹走了啦，他一定跌倒在某一个山或是某一个谷里面去了。So
these people presume that Elijah must have fallen into off a cliff and into a valley.
所以呢，要去找找看。So
they wanted to search for his body.
这些人没有加倍的力量，心中没有力量，看不出死的奥秘。
These people did not see the wonder of death, that's why they did not have the double portion spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天看见了吗?
Brothers and sisters, have you seen?
你看见以利亚被火车火马接上去的奇妙吗?
Have you seen the miracle of Elijah being taken by chariots of fire?
没有啊，我哪里有看见，这个发生在这么早之前。
Of course, I haven't seen it because it happened so many centuries ago.
没有看见，你叫我怎么相信呢?
If I don't see it, how can I believe?
其实永生是我们肉眼没有办法分析的一个事情。
Eternal life is not something we can see with our eyes.
来世不是我们今生的经验可以解释的事情。
The afterlife cannot be explained with the present life.
所以当我们说天国到底有多好的时候，你会知道说这个很难用理性来了解。
So when we talk about how wonderful heaven is, it's hard to rationalize it.
所以我们有时候要去解释到最后，解释到半天，到最后的答案是什么？不知道。So
all attempts to explain heaven comes to nothing.
但是当你说不知道的时候，你会觉得很轻松啊，感谢主，我很多事情还不知道。But
when you realize that you don't know much about heaven, you will thank God because you have still so many things to learn.
所以知道不知道的知道哦，是一个伟大的知道呢。So
knowing your ignorance is a great knowledge.
有一个故事这样说呢，神对苏格拉底说：“你是世界上最聪明的人。” There
is a story that goes, God said to Socrates, "You are the smartest person in this world."
苏格拉底不太相信。Socrates
didn't believe him.
所以他就到处去问人，问题啊。So
he started asking questions with other people.
后来他终于相信了。Finally,
he believed it.
因为这是他的结论。This
was his conclusion.
他说：“人虽然一无所知，却不自知，反而以为知。” 人虽一无所知，却自己不知道自己不知道。人虽一无所知，却不自知。Even
though man is ignorant, he is not aware of it.
反而自己以为知道。But
he thinks he knows everything.
苏格拉底虽然一无所知，却知其所不知，却知其不知啊。苏格拉底虽然也是一无所知，但是他知道他不知道。Socrates,
on the other hand, even though he was ignorant, knew that he was ignorant.
所以他比别人更聪明啊，因为他知道他有不知道的地方啊。So
he was smarter than everyone else in that sense.
所以我们今天要承认，有些事情我们是不知道的。So
we must confess that we don't know everything.
但是我们也要接受这些不知道的事情啊。And
we have to accept things that we are not aware of.
有一些朋友说我不知道，说我不相信啊。Some
people say, I don't want to believe because I don't understand.
我要想通了才相信。I
will accept it when I have fully rationalized it.
其实，如果你说我要想通了再相信，你已经先相信一件事情，相信什么事情呢？相信你要先想通了才相信。But
when you say that, you already believe one thing, and that is you believe that you will only believe when you have understood.
其实人世间很多事情都想不通的，我们就已经接受了。So
there are many things in life that we take for granted without asking questions.
比如说呼吸。
For example, when you breathe.
当我们出生的时候就接受呼吸的重要性。
We were born with the assumption that we need to breathe. We breathe without realizing the mechanics of breathing. Do you only breathe when you realize it?
所以我们今天虽然很多事情不知道想不通，但是我们也可以相信啊。So
there are many things,
也可以接受啊。
There are many things we can easily accept even though we don't understand them.
保罗说我们越相信便更能看见神除掉我们的罪孽。
Paul tells us that we can, by faith, we can understand that God has taken away our sins.
越相信，我们就越能够理解。The
more we believe, the more we will understand.
耶稣说，没有看见就相信的有福了。The
Lord Jesus said, "Blessed are those who believe and have not seen."
所以没有错，你我今天没有看到火车火马把以利亚接到钉上去。Today,
you and I have not seen how Elijah was taken to heaven.
但是我们用信心来接受。
But if we accept this fact by faith,
我们知道死后还有个生命,
if we believe that there is an afterlife,
主耶稣要把那个加倍的能力赐给在我们的身上,
then the Lord Jesus Christ will grant to us a double portion of His Spirit. It is because death will no longer be our enemy. We have no more fear in our hearts. And if we have no more fear, we will have strength within. What else do we need to see? We must see how God receives His worker in a glorious manner.
没有看见, 如果我们今天, 服侍神, 我们将要有荣耀的未来啊。
We must see that if we serve God today, we will have a glorious future.
我们要看见我们今天活着, 目的就是为了要服侍神啊。
We must see that the purpose of living today is to serve God.
今天很多人生活着没有力量, 因为他们不晓得为什么活。
Many people don't have strength in life because they don't know why they're alive.
自古以来, 人们就在追求活着是到底为什么啊。
Since the beginning of human history, people have been seeking the meaning of life.
一个国王叫 King Midas, 他问一个哲学家说, 生命中什么是最好的?
King Midas asked the philosophies, what is the best thing in life?
那个哲学家跟他回答说, 你最好不要问这个问题啊。
The philosopher replied, you better not ask this question.
如果要问的话, 最好的是你不要出声啊。
And the best thing in life is to be silent.
是好的就是出生了赶快死掉了。
And the second best thing is if you break your silence, you die right after that.
这是古代哲学家的回答。
That was the response of the ancient philosopher.
20世纪有一位, 诺贝尔文学奖的得主叫罗素。
In the 20th century, Russell, the Nobel laureate.
那有人就问他说, 你可不可以告诉我, 生命的意义在什么地方啊?
Was posed this question, what is the meaning of life?
他就回答说, 那么你问生命的意义到底有什么意义呢?
Then his response was, what is the meaning of your question, that what is the meaning of life?
这有时候我们看到这些哲学家或者这些思想聪明的人, 不晓得生命到底活着是为了什么。
So those who are very intelligent don't know what the meaning of life is.
如果一个人不晓得自己为什么活, 实在是活得很没有力量,不是吗?
So if we don't have know why we are alive, then what is the point?
我们今天为什么活着?
Why are we alive?
圣经很清楚地告诉我们, 我们活着就是为了荣耀神,亲爱人。
The Bible tells us clearly that the purpose of our life is to glorify God and to love others.
我们活着就是为了服侍这个世界。
The purpose of our living is to serve the world.
耶稣说人子来是要服侍人,不是要接受服侍的。
The Lord Jesus Christ said the Son of Man came not to be served but to serve.
孙中山先生跟我们讲, 孙中山先生跟我们这样讲说, 人生以服务为目的。
Dr. Sun Yan said that we are serving, the purpose of our life is to serve.
我们爱看得见的人就是去爱那个看不见的神了。
If we love the people we can see, we love God whom we cannot see.
今天很多人活得很不快乐。
Many people don't have happy life.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他的生命就是以自我为中心啊。
Because their lives are self-centered.
我们越为自己活, 你就越觉得困坐愁城, 没有办法从那个巢臼里面跳出来。
The more people live for themselves, the more they are bound by such lifestyle.
但是如果我们跳出来, 能够为我们的神来活, 为我们的看得见的人来活。
But if we are able to go beyond that boundary and live for God and others,
你就会发觉到真的助人就是快乐之本啊。
Then you will realize that happiness comes from helping.
在服侍当中，你就可以找到神那边来的力量。
And in serving God, you will receive strength from God.
服侍一生，你就在未来可以得到神荣耀的赏赐啊。
If you serve God all your life, you will receive the glorious reward in the future.
小弟这辈子看到两个人真的坐火车火马，听到不是看到，两个人坐火车火马回到天父怀抱里面去。
In my life, I've heard of stories of two people who have been taken by chariots of fire to God.
其中一个就是在我们 Pacifica 教会的老总务, AD 正。
One of them was the past general affairs coordinator, Brother Eddie Zeng.
我们一个姐妹在那边祷告的时候，在她死前就看到 AD 正被用火车接到看不见的荣光当中去了。
Before he passed away, a sister among us, in her prayer, saw a vision of him being taken by train to heaven. Many of us still miss him very much.
你知道吗?他说他从18岁开始当教会的负责人。
He was a board member since 18 years old.
大部分的时间都在当总务。
And most of his life, he served as a general affairs.
他的人生当中只有两年的一个 term 啊，从南部登到北部去，有一个 term 没有当负责人而已，其他一辈子通通在做神的工作。
There was only one term、when he moved from one city to another that he wasn't a board member.
让我们姐妹看到他真的在火车当中归向神了、
啊。So our sister saw how he returned to God on the train.
这是荣耀的归宿啊。
This is the glorious returning.
我们如果有这样的看见，我们会得到加倍的力量。
If we can see that, we will have a double portion of strength.
一个故事说，有三个人在山中找石头。
There's a story that goes, three people were quarrying stones in a mountain.
那有一个人就问其中一个人，他说，哎，你在老师兄弟，你在这边做什么？
So one of them asked another, "What are you doing, brother?"
他说，没什么了，反正一天70块钱呐，没什么了。
I'm not really doing much. I'm just earning $70 a day.
在另外一个人，那你在这边做什么？
This person asked the other person, what are you doing here?
没什么啦，无聊的工作，就是把石头敲成块啊。
I'm doing nothing, it's so boring, I'm just making stones into different shapes.
再问另外一个人说，您在这边做什么？
Then this person asked the third person, what are you doing?
他带着愉快的笑容回答这个人。
With a happy smile, he replied.
我做一个世界上最有意义的工作。
I'm doing the most meaningful work on earth.
我现在把这个石头敲成块哦，我们在这边建一个会堂，让很多人都可以来这边敬拜神。
Now I'm quarrying this stone to be made into part of the chapel.
你说这三个人哪一个生命当中最有力量？
So many people can worship God. Then who has the most strength in life?
那个有鼓舞态度的人生观是最有力量的人生观。
It is the man who has the attitude of serving the world.
我们要怎么样得到力量呢？
How can we receive strength?
我们再看《列王记下》二章的十二节。
Let's come back to 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 12.
列王记下二章十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 12.
伊丽莎看见就呼叫说：“我父，我父啊，我父啊！以色列的战车马兵啊，以后不再看见他了。”于是伊丽莎把自己的衣服撕为两片。十三节。
13.
他拾起了伊利亚身上掉下来的外衣。回去站在约旦河边。十四节，他用以利亚身上掉下的外衣打水，说：“主以利亚的神在哪里呢？”打水之后，水也左右喷开，以利沙就过来了。以利沙看到那一件从天上掉下来的外袍。天空啊，不是天上。
Elijah saw the cloak that had fallen from Elijah.
他就把自己的外袍撕掉。
Then he tore his own cloak.
他用这个外袍穿这个外袍。
And put on this new cloak.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天要成为一个有力量、加倍能力的人呢，我们必须要看中主耶稣给我们的外袍。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to receive a double portion of strength, you must highly esteem the cloak from God.
我们要把自己旧的衣服撕掉，把它丢弃。
You must tear up your old cloak.
我们今天很多人在问说，我为什么要受洗？
Some people ask, why should I be baptized?
我受洗是干嘛？做什么用的？
What is the point of being baptized?
其实受洗就是把那个旧人脱去，穿上新人。
Baptism is putting off the old self and putting on the new self.
那个包括你把旧的观念抛弃，以前依赖自我的观念，现在来依赖神。
This includes forsaking our old mindset and putting on the new mentality.
那个包括把以前罪恶的生活抛弃，如今要活一个全新的圣洁的人。
It involves forsaking the past life of sin and putting on the new life of righteousness.
把以前的自私烦恼抛弃，如今要过着喜乐靠神的生活。
Forsaking selfish anxieties of the past and putting on the life of loving others.
一个被罪捆绑的旧人，的确没有什么力量的了。
A person who is bound by sin is without strength.
但是一个立志做新人、过着圣洁、爱人生活的人，他一定是有力量的啦。
A person who determines to be a new person, and lives a life of love will be full of strength.
所以，怎么样得到力量呢？
How can we receive strength?
我们一定要穿上主耶稣这件新的衣袍。
We must put on the new cloak of righteousness from the Lord.
我们今天已经受洗归入耶稣的弟兄姐妹，我们穿上这件衣袍，不要把它弄脏了。
For those who have put on the cloak of Jesus Christ, we should not make them filthy.
我们要把有心里的那种内在的生命的更新来配合主耶稣给我们这个义的身份。
We must live a life worthy of this righteous identity with a holy life.
以利亚的衣服，小弟觉得代表另外一种生活的选择。
I believe Elijah's cloak represents a choice of a new lifestyle.
他的生活是他的外衣是毛衣啊。
His cloak was made of camel's hair.
是先知所穿那种过着一种清简简单啊简单一种有力的生活。
In other words, Elijah lived a simple yet powerful life.
我们今天怎么样得到力量呢？
How can we receive strength today?
小弟以前住在 apartment 里面。
I used to live in an apartment.
现在住在 house 里面。
And now I'm living in a house.
我就发觉到现在我太太特别忙。
I realize now my wife is busier than before.
每天都要去照顾后面的花草，前面的 yard.
She has to take care of the gardens and the yards.
你会知道很多事情都发生很多 tedious 不是说最有意义的生命事情上面去。
So much time is spent in doing tedious things that are not most meaningful.
如果我们物质拥有越少，我们也有更多的时间追求神的事情。
But the less material possessions we have, the more time we have to seek God.
所以我们要试着过简单的生活。
So we should try to live a simpler life.
越简单越有力量。
The simpler it is, the more strength we have.
这是从心里到外在一种新的生活。
This is a new life that comes from the strength within.
有新生活就有新的力量。
With a new life, we have new strength.
小弟相信这是伊丽莎得到加倍能力的方法。
I believe that was how Elisha received the double portion of God's strength.
我们最后看以赛亚书40章。
Finally, let's read Isaiah 40. Verse 28. Isaiah 40, verse 28.
你岂不知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？以赛亚书四十章二十八节，850页。你岂不知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神。主创造地极的主并不疲乏也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候主的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。我们的主是不疲乏的主。
Our Lord is someone who does not grow weary.
我们的主是慈爱的主。
Our Lord is a gracious Lord.
诸位弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，我们觉得没有力量吗？
Brothers and sisters and friends, do you feel weak?
主耶稣有大能的力量。
Our Lord has a mighty strength.
让我们跟随以利沙的脚踪。
Let's follow the footsteps of Elisha.
能够祈求加倍的力量。
Let's pray for a double portion of strength.
能够有正确的看见。
Let's have a correct outlook.
我们发觉到主要把他加倍的灵力加倍的感动我们。
Then the Lord will let us inherit a double portion of his spirit.